This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The Indian markets have declined for the last two trading sessions, and this morning the SGX Nifty is suggesting a start mildly in the red. Let's see which way this goes. The handover from the US markets is negative. Dow was down 0.7%, the S&P 500 slipping 1.1%, and the Nasdaq lower by 1.8%. Retail stocks were under pressure after Walmart's weak profit guidance. Walmart led the decline at a 7.6% fall, but deep cuts seen in Kohl's Target. Even the July Consumer Confidence Index is at the lowest level since February 2021, falling for the third straight month in a row. As I said, for the Indian markets, it's been 2 days of a fall, and yesterday you had the FIs selling big in the cash market. They sold about 1,550 crore in the cash market, while the DIs bought nearly 1,000 crores. So the net institutional activity was negative. But it's going to be a big day tomorrow, particularly. The Federal Reserve's interest rate decision statement will be out at 1:30 p.m. tonight, India time. Presser will be at 12 p.m. So Indian markets react tomorrow. But let's see what the U.S. futures do in anticipation of that. The telecom spectrum auction day two, day one, saw bids of 1.5 lakh crore. Gas prices are up 66% in July. Nord Stream pipeline will be operating at just 20% of its capacity from today. And a big day in of earnings yet again. Tata Motors, Maruti, Bajaj Finance, Biocon, Colgate. In earnings reaction, Larsen & Toubro has reported a strong set of earnings, particularly on the top line. Revenue growth 22%. Order inflow up 57%. United Spirits, bit muted. The gross margins have declined to 41% versus 44.6%. Shopper Stop has clocked in a strong performance, but on a low base, revenues are up 360%. While Relaxo, revenues are looking good on a low base, but margins have declined quarter on quarter and on a year-on-year basis. It's going to be all about the stocks. Tomorrow you've also got the monthly series expiry, so we're going to watch out for position building ahead of that. With that, I'm going to take your leave in this podcast. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.